Jab or job? Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. With the December 5th government-imposed vaccination deadline for healthcare workers, some in the industry are pushing back. Find out why. Got an interview here with Corinne Hammond, a Montana registered nurse, and she's a spokesperson for Big Sky Liberty Alliance, which is organizing a 10-city rally across Montana in opposition to the CMS vaccination mandate. It's a pushback against the federal government's intrusion of a mandate that could possibly worsen the crisis already facing our healthcare workers. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Feel free to contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Here's a rally going across the state of Montana. It was put on by a group called Big Sky Liberty Alliance. And this is about medical freedom here. And I think that as we talked here about pushback as well and how it can have some effect in the right kind of way and when's the right time for it. I think there's a lot of people who are standing up and saying there's been a huge, huge intrusion into our personal liberty and into even the rights of states that's coming from the federal government. And these mandates regarding vaccination have been one area that you're seeing a huge pushback on and by our medical community. And I appreciate that because, as I've said as well, they are our frontline care workers. They are in and includes hospital administrators, too. It's a very, very difficult situation. But there is a rally going on. It's going to go on in 10 cities. So it's Billings, Bozeman, Glendive, Great Falls, Hamilton, Helena, Kalispell, Missoula, Miles City, Sydney, Montana, on November 28th at 2 p.m. at various locations. One of the persons who is leading that rally, a spokesperson for Big Sky Liberty Alliance, is Corinne Hammond, registered nurse, been serving in Montana since 2007 in that capacity. Hey, good morning, Corinne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We did. I'm got stuffed.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. So I give the where and I gave the when for the rally across Montana. Give us the why.
So our why is healthcare workers are stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, being forced to choose between getting a vaccination, or some are not even calling it a vaccination, and keeping their job, their livelihood, or submitting a exemption or accommodation that has stipulations and contingencies built into it.
Do you feel like those exemptions are unnecessary or ineffectual?
I think that they play a role, but even being forced to get this is unconstitutional and it's illegal in the state of Montana. We have House Bill 702 and it's illegal to even require us to do this.
What are you being required to do?
We have to get the jab by December 5th, or we have to submit one of three accommodations, two of which are nearly impossible to get. The third is a religious exemption that we can write up stating our strongly held religious beliefs. But each hospital has a slightly different form, and all of the forms have verbiage in them that has contingencies built in, and they are essentially, it's uncomfortable to sign them because you have to agree to things in order to submit to potentially get this religious exemption. And some hospitals are denying some religious exemptions. And so everybody feels very undermined and fearful of what comes next and how do they provide for their families.
What happens to public health care if this deadline approaches? And you're the one to talk about, and I appreciate you standing up. Okay, and I know how hard it is. Being a provider, registered nurse, you've been serving in Montana since 2007. I know how difficult it is and how it can put you at odds with other members, other colleagues who you are probably friends with and maybe even best friends with over this situation.
Yeah, it's caused a lot of division. Many healthcare workers who feel the same way as I do stay quiet and they just don't express their concerns because there is shaming and bullying and some pretty aggressive behavior going on. Many nurses and healthcare workers have shared their stories with me from all across the state of Montana, and there's some pretty horrific things that go on top of the fact that the healthcare workers, especially like the ICU, the medical floors that are taking, you know, patients in inpatient care, they're exhausted and they're short staffed. And it's a significant strain on our healthcare system, which in turn, if we end up losing staff, we're already short staffed since long before COVID. If we end up losing more staff, that only affects the care that our community, who we serve, and their ability to have access to that care. So the trickle-down effect is immense here.
And I don't think we can overlook that either, because right. as you have said, you're taking a stand here. There's a significant amount of pushback. Do you think, mm-hmm. of course, you're trying to push back against the CMS and administrators who will take the are trying to take your input regarding these things. They're between a rock and a hard place as well. Is there going to be, according to your opinion again, a significant number of healthcare workers who are not going to meet that December 5th deadline?
So the hospitals are reporting that 35% to 40% of healthcare workers are unvaccinated at this point. I know just from kind of personally polling our individual units, the numbers are much, much higher in some of those places. It would be quite crippling if they did not approve these religious exemptions that are being submitted. But again, there's a whole bunch more pushback and things that go along with that. But it's a significant number, and they don't have the bodies to replace them with. I mean, there's no nurses to hire into those places, so okay. It leaves everybody in a bad spot.
And I thank you for that. Corinne Hammond is with us here, a spokesperson for Big Sky Liberty Alliance. In 10 cities across Montana, there's going to be a rally called Rally Across Montana for Medical Freedom, November 28th at 2 p.m. Why don't you get vaccinated? And I understand a lot of the reasons for this, but I want to, have you talk about the vaccine hesitancy among healthcare workers, because it's not uncommon for healthcare workers to be required and accept those requirements for employment regarding other diseases out there. What's different here?
So the side effects, or the potential adverse reactions, I should say, to this jab are sudden death, myocarditis, stroke, blood clots, heart attack, Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barré. Whenever there is a vaccine that has side effects to it, all vaccines have potential side effects.
Yeah.
The numbers we're seeing reported in VAERS, the VAERS website, which is the vaccine adverse reporting, it's the CDC's site. There's significant numbers in there. And so when, like, just speaking for myself, I'm young, I'm healthy, I do things to keep my body healthy. The chances of me, and I've actually had COVID already, the chances of me dying or being severely ill from COVID are very, very small. Like, I have a 99% recovery rate. So for me, the risk involved with taking the jab did not outweigh the risk of me contracting the virus itself. And I did contract the virus, so I have antibodies, and I can prove that. And so that should be considered. That should be a consideration, and it's not.
And
so it makes me question even more.
I totally agree. I'm right there as well. It makes me question even more. And a lot of, there's a lot of pushback by some mm-hmm. very highly qualified, highly respected individuals regarding all of this. I want to come on back real quickly after a break and talk about another aspect regarding this that is, it doesn't affect just healthcare workers. It's an erosion of personal liberty in a lot of ways. And there's a ton of pushback regarding that. So back with more in a bit.
My name's Lou, and I'm from Belgrade. Growing up, everybody in my family smoked, and yet I couldn't keep myself from doing that. And I was ashamed. My family didn't know. My wife, my children didn't know that I was a closet smoker. I knew the only way I was going to quit is if I was honest with myself, that I didn't want something else to be in charge of my life. Tobacco doesn't have a grip on me anymore.
Call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back from Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana, Rally Across Montana. Spokesperson for Big Sky Liberty Alliance is Corinne Hammond, registered nurse on the line. We'll get to the erosion of personal liberty in a moment. Got a call in here. Let's go to Brad Molnar, a legislator calling in with some comments on HB 702. And Brad, thanks for listening. I hope you're doing well, sir. What is in HB 702?
HB 702 is one of two bills that addressed the issue you guys are talking about currently, and it's the only one that made it through. And I think that people need to realize that in committee, so after it came out of the House, it was my amendment that struck the religious exemption and the medical exemption. So it became all people had the right to not be vaccinated by mandate. The governor stuck amendments on, which I voted for, which said a healthcare worker, which is specific to your topic now, in a hospital, may not be fired for refusing to be vaccinated or to show proof of vaccination. Rather, the hospital must allow them to work in a place where perhaps they don't come in contact with patients, either work at home, do book work, do scheduling, things of that nature. So by state law, these rights are preserved. There's also a one in there for the healthcare workers in nursing homes. And it's come to pass, the Medicare and Medicaid exemptions come down from the federal government.
Brad, I'm going to run out of time. That's a very important point, and I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate your work on that. I know that through the process there, the governor talked and communicated with the Montana Hospital Association and worked that so it was approved, but it is also being challenged as well. Thanks, Brad. Representative, right? Brad Molnar?
Senator,
thank you. My apologies. And good to hear from you. Have a happy holiday. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, keep in mind that being challenged doesn't mean that it's been struck down.
You're right.
It's still the law of the land.
Exactly. It certainly is. So thanks for that. Corinne, I wanted to just to talk a little bit because I know the vaccination, and this is well-known fact, it doesn't stop transmission. So it seems like this CMS ruling, it can be looked at as discriminatory and maybe an attack on our personal liberties. And that's another reason why you and other folks in your profession, especially, but others across Montana, have come out in opposed to this mandate.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like the senator said, House Bill 702 is the law in Montana, and the CMS ruling, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, they're saying they'll pull their Medicare Medicaid funding on these hospitals. And so the hospitals are stuck between a rock and a hard place, yeah. too, and it does. Because they're saying that the CMS ruling it supersedes House Bill 702 is what their reason for overriding Montana law. And it does erode at our civil liberties because that's that's our law in Montana, is that we can't be discriminated against based on our vaccine status. And we are by being forced to get this. And if we bend our knee to one point, where does it stop? Like, where's the end of it? And so I feel like us standing up for this is the beginning of standing up for ourselves, because and it's a stance that I'm willing to take, even though this does essentially put a target on my back. Like, I'm willing to make this stand, even if it does cost me significant everything.
And nobody overlooks that. And I think everybody appreciates that, too, because it's a very serious decision that you guys are making there. Billings, Bozeman, Glendive, Great Falls, Hamilton, Helena, Kalispell, Missoula, Miles City, Sydney, November 28th at 2 p.m., Big Sky Liberty Alliance. Do a web search and you'll find out more information. Thank you, Corinne. Good luck to you.
Thank you.